fell to in the fire and the rain. And the wind.
FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Bodie's Whisper in the Wind. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday at 7:05.
Hey, we're celebrating Winnie Wednesday by giving away $20 gift cards to Bird and Hand Bakery and Cafe, offering handcrafted casual cuisine, including sandwiches, salads, soups, smoothies, baked goods, and artisan ice cream. Listen Wednesday for your chance to call in and win.
Our very special guest this morning, our friend Matt Hershey is here. Matt is the Chief Development Officer with Jubilee Ministries. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
It's always great to have you here.
Likewise.
We've been asking our guests about their life verse, and you have one you want to share with us this morning.
Sure do. John 12:24. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives.
Why is that verse important to you, man?
You know, I just always feel like sacrifice and suffering is a theme in Scripture that we like to ignore. But realizing that Jesus calls us to follow him and take up our cross. But when we do die, there is life that comes out of that. And life from death is just all throughout Scripture. So yeah, I want to remember that.
Love that. Before we talk about Jubilee Ministries, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'll shout out to our development team at Jubilee. We had a late night last night with our volunteer dinner celebrating our hundreds of volunteers. And
That's awesome.
They were there late last night, so maybe they're getting up a little bit later this morning, but I wanted to shout out to the team there.
I love that you celebrate your volunteers. So you have hundreds of volunteers?
Yeah, this year, in 2024, we had over 400 volunteers that gave over 18,000 hours
of time
to the ministry. Yeah. They're a backbone of what we do.
Tell us about Jubilee Ministries. Yeah, what do you guys do?
Yeah, so Jubilee is a prison ministry, and we exist to serve those affected by incarceration by being ambassadors of life change through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our vision is that the men and women we serve will become ambassadors for Jesus in prisons, their homes, churches, and communities, that it's not just us serving them, but they become the ambassadors as well.
Yeah, and you do that through some of your places where you have secondhand stuff as well.
Yes, we do. And so we have seven thrift stores, six brick and mortar, and one online. And we thank everybody who shops at those stores, because when you shop there, you're supporting our chaplains in prisons across the state of Pennsylvania, from east to west across the state, and our aftercare program for men and women coming out of prison.
Tell us a little bit about the aftercare program. How's that work?
Yeah, so men and women who are in prison, they may be in a prison where we have a chaplain, they may be in a prison where we don't have a chaplain, and they get out and they're looking to make a healthy transition back to their families and communities. And so our aftercare program is a step where they can come and they get job skills training in our stores and our processing of all that stuff that gets donated to our stores. And so job skills, but more importantly, they're being discipled, walking with Jesus, and have a life coach who walks beside them as they dig deeper in their relationship with him.
That's awesome. With all you're doing, all the ministry you're doing, thrift stores, everything, aftercare, any stories that come to mind to share this morning?
Yeah, sure. We have a recent graduate who just completed our five-phase men's aftercare program, and he was living in a broken down trailer in the woods, and just addiction, ended up in Lebanon from another state, and really wanted to be in a Christian program, but got here and just was really living kind of just in the overwhelmingness of his sin, and just felt, you know, the shame of that. But through just the encouragement of life coaches and scripture that they were giving to him, really kind of came out of that depression and completed the program and is doing great and is now in the graduate phase of our program and just doing well and continuing his journey with Jesus.
Love seeing God at work in that way. You guys have a golf tournament coming up?
We do. May 7th coming up at Fairview Golf Course in Lebanon. Our golf course is full at this point, which is good.
That's
maybe
amazing.
Not so good for you golfers out there.
Yeah.
But that's great. And we are excited to have another full tournament to share about what we do.
You still need sponsors, though.
We do.
Businesses.
Yeah, our major sponsors are full, but we have whole sponsors for businesses to come out. You can go on our website at www.jub.org/golf and be a whole sponsor.
Yeah, check it out. JUB.org is the place to go. Click on the golf and find out. We're going to talk more with Matt coming up, and we'll find out more what's happening at Jubilee Ministries. Stick around. Natalie Lane on the way with more music next.